Blog Talk Radio.
See, I'm not on a computer, so it's buffing. See, I hate when it does it. I worked my whole, so. See, now it ain't working because this functions out of Chrome. And I don't have Chrome, so it's like it don't want to recognize the software that I have. It's not recognizing it. So let me pick another song.
The one on the with the church.
Do you want to work the show so they can hear your voice?
Like how it is you do, so work your engineering, see, bear with me.
How it's going is kicking me out. We'll be right back.
Time Women of War radio broadcast. I am Evangelist Watson, and this is our Friday night intercessory prayer, where we come before the Lord and lay it all on the altar. And Jessica Reedy isn't the first one who said that. Amen. I want to say hello to all the End Time Women of War, and I want to welcome Apostle Deborah Deans. Yay!
Amen.
And all the End Time Women of War, I feel like I've been disconnected from the universe, so I'm sorry. I'm a little bit over happy. I'm talking to people on the phone now, so
Amen.
Forgive me. I'm excited to have a phone and be able to communicate with people.
Amen. Amen. We give God reverence, who is the head of my life, who is my life, and to Apostle Deans in his absence and to everyone in their respective places. I just thank and praise God for being back on the radio broadcast tonight. I give God praise, and I just want to thank Prophetess Watson, Evangelist Watson, for being there. Because it is something when you're not, and it's all right. It's okay because God always make a way. But I just thank God for you and in the time that you engineered our radio broadcast for us. We appreciate that, and I am just so excited tonight. This is our intercessory prayer night. Praise. Testimonies and praise reports and prayer tonight. So I'm just going to formally open our intercessory prayer up tonight. I'm going to read a scripture in just a short prayer, and we're going to get going. I'm going to be coming from Isaiah 43, and it reads, "But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia, Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from afar, and my daughters from the ends of the earth, even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I formed him, yea, I have made him. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled, who among them can declare this and shew us former things. Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, it is truth." I have just read you from Isaiah chapter 43, from the first verse to the ninth verse. May God add a blessing to the readers, most of all the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come tonight humbly before your throne on tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, I come first taking control over the atmosphere right now in the name of Jesus. Take control over this atmosphere, over the airways right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I release your anointing over these airways, Father, over the radio broadcast, over this atmosphere right now. I release your anointing right now, Father, the fire of God in the name of Jesus. I release the fire of God right now, Alabosanda, over the airways right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask you right now to forgive us for every known and unknown sin that we've committed against you in the name of Jesus. Any sin, Father, please forgive us right now. I ask you right now to cover us in the shed blood of Jesus right now, Lord. I'm asking you right now, Lord, to touch our hearts on tonight, our mind and our spirit. If it's anything in there that should not be, Father, we ask you to remove it right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you right now to create in us a clean heart, renewing us a right spirit and a sound mind. Lord, we come before you, Lord. We come before you just giving you praise right now in the name of Jesus. Praise, Lord, just giving you praise on tonight. We love you so much, and we thank you, Father. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, and thank God. Yeah, we thank and praise God on tonight. Tonight is our intercessory prayer night. Tonight is our praise report. Tonight is our testimony of service. And I know right now that many of us been going through a whole lot. Some of us been going through the little, some none. But what I do know that everybody should have something to say for the Lord, should have a testimony for the Lord, should have something for the Lord on tonight to say something, to give God glory, thanks, something. I'm telling you, he's been so good to me. You know, like the young lady say, you feel that shaking and the beating and the pressing. And I said this last week, and it's just like a broken record. But a lot of times our spirit be shaking and it's being beaten, it's being pressed. And when all these things finish happening, it's like he's preparing us for whatever it is that he called us to do. Sometimes we have to go through the shaking and the beating and the pressing. A lot of times we do. So, you know, I just thank and praise God for it, because by me going through the shaking and the beating and the pressing, I'm prepared for whatever God has for me to do. So I'm going to open our intercessory prayer, praise and testimonial service up. Anyone, whoever want to be first, huh? Don't wait too long, because y'all know I go. Amen, amen. What I'm just going to come right back, and I'm thanking God today for my health and my strength. I just thank God for being who he is in my life. I thank God for how he watched over me all day long and you know, didn't let nothing happen. Been to 3 jobs today, and I thank God he strengthened me. He strengthened me. I couldn't have done it without him. You know, and I'm still, you know, sitting up good. I thank God. I thank the Lord for it. And I thank God that I'm not taking as many pills as I was. I thank God for that. I thank God that I'm healed. I thank God that I'm healed by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. I thank God today. I thank him today. I thank him for the end time men and women of war. I thank God for all of you. I thank God for Apostle Dean. I thank God for my children, grandchildren, great-grand. I just thank God. I thank God. I'm so grateful today. The other morning, I was in prayer, and I know I went to another level, another dimension in God. I know I did. I was in a place where I could hear echoes, and I tell you what, and bells and things. I tell you, God is good. He is so good. And then another thing, the other night, my husband and I, we went to sleep with our television on, and we don't usually sleep with our television on. And it was talking and making noise, but we had fell asleep. And all of a sudden it went off. And so we both lift our heads up at the same time and looked at it. And when we looked at it, it was some kind of strange thing on there. And I said, what is that? And my husband said, that's an angel with green eyes. And I looked, and it was an angel. And he was on my television for a few minutes. Then he disappeared, and the program came back on. It just messed my mind up, because I know that's what it was. And the Lord, see, he give angels charge over us. And so he was watching over us. And I thank God for that. I thank the Lord that I have an angel. I have my guardian angel that watches over me even when I'm asleep. He watching over us. And I thank and praise God for it. And I'm so grateful today. I'm just so grateful. I thank God for his favor. I thank God for his blessings. I thank God today. You know, just like the scripture says, we pass through the waters. He said, I will be with you through the rivers. They shall not overflow thee. God is not going to let nothing happen to us. I thank God for that. Amen. I don't want to take up all the time. Somebody else needs to say something for the Lord today.
Amen. I praise the Lord on today. I thank you, Lord, for just giving us another day, not just for myself, but just for all the men and women of the End Time Ministry. I give praise and honor to God for his grace and his mercy.
Yes.
I give praise and honor to God because he is truly a good God.
Yes.
I just thank him because if it wasn't for him, I would not be where I am today. I thank him even just for all of the teaching that we have been gaining all week with the End Time men and women of war. I truly thank him for the ministers that have gone forth and taken time to give us more of the Word of God. And it's just a blessing because the Word of God, it can transform your life. And I just thank him for giving me an opportunity just to sit under his word and just to be able to begin to learn more about the things of God. And I guess the mystery of Christ, of what we were learning about on this week. And I just thank and praise God. I thank and praise God for Apostle Beans because she pours herself out to us. And I just thank God for her. I appreciate her. I just appreciate all that God has done, and even for the things that I cannot even imagine that he is working out. He has been so good. He is just a good God. To me, he kept me. He gave me my life, my health, my strength on today, despite the challenges. Oh, God, hallelujah, that I may have had all week. I made it through.
Yeah.
I'm here. So I just truly thank God for taking me through. And I continue just to ask the Lord to give me strength and give me knowledge and wisdom that I can further know the things of him. So it's just a blessing just to be able just to lift his name up, just to give him praise, because he is worthy of all of it. He is truly worthy of all of it. And I just thank and praise him. And I just ask that he continue just to help me and fill my mind, my spirit, with everything that I need to do to equip me that I can continue to do more for him and for the kingdom. So I just want to just say thank you, Lord, and give him some praise and just honor him for who he is and what he is. And thank God for the ministry. And it's just such a blessing. And like you said, it's a blessing just to be in the land of living on today. And I just thank and praise God for that. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Someone else. Amen.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
Yes, hello.
That is Brother Harold. I don't know if you all can hear me at work. Okay.
We can hear you.
I've been calling the past couple of days, and I can't get anybody on the line. Yesterday, last week.
Well, you know what? Yesterday we was on the. I'm sorry, we was on the radio. We had some difficulties on the radio, so we got on the conference line. If we're not on that radio, we're on the conference line.
Sometimes I switch over to the conference, but I don't hear anybody on there either, man. I'm talking about up to like close to 40 something minutes, you know, after the start time.
We were there yesterday. We was on the conference line.
Okay, I didn't do it yesterday. I just want to say, someone was talking about a shaking. That's all God been talking to me about. Now, you know, not only shaking the kingdom of darkness, and then all of a sudden, you start talking about the shaking of us. You know, I kind of listen lightly on that because you know what that means. But anyway, on my way into work, the Lord was talking to me about, he was giving me different strategies for praying over certain things. So past 2 days, I was praying on the job, and my cousin came to me. So I'm like, I don't know if you want me to pray for her. But anyway, she called me today, and as she was talking, I knew something was going up, so I started speaking. God was revealing stuff. She broke out in tears. I don't know. I think she was about to do something really major, but she said the Lord told her to give me a call and keep calling until I answer the phone. And so, I mean, so anyway, she actually got to see me in a different light, you know what I mean? Versus just my cousin, you know what I mean, and all that type of stuff. So, you know, and you just see how, you just see the power of God, how it works, and, you know, the testimony, something, it was just powerful. But the bottom line is, what the Lord was just telling me, different strategies. Last couple of weeks, he told me immediately before I pray somebody, keep that faith rise up in their heart. I haven't done it. I did it one day, and I saw things change, shift in that person, and the deliverance was a quick deliverance. It didn't it wasn't long and drawn out. And so he's telling me two other things today after I acknowledged him. If I pray for somebody, had them to acknowledge that the devil is a liar. One, speak that the Lord rebuke you. Have that person say it, and then speak my prayer. So in other words, he's giving us keys to speed things, accelerate things fast.
That's right. That's right.
He wants us to do things with an ease and not
late. That's right. All right. That's good. Amen. And we want to thank Brother Harold for that. That's awesome. The Lord is show you and tell you just how he wants things done. We've been studying about the mysteries of Christ Monday and Thursday, and it's been something because God has blessed us with the mysteries. We had people on Monday night discussing, and it really got very, very good. And so we came right back on Thursday, and we started talking about the mysteries of God. And we should all know those. And it's about 10 of them, 10 to 12 of them. And we should know the mysteries of God, every one of them. So if somebody come up to you and ask you about that, you'll know it. You need to know that, all of us. So it was good, and I'm so sorry, Brother Harold, that you wasn't on that, because you really would have really enjoyed that, the mysteries of God. It's a blessing to know them.
But woman of God, I'm going to say one thing. Lord, let me, when I found this out, that I didn't have to be everywhere, and I realized that God was giving me the download, because He was speaking to me, and he was giving me that scripture. To you, it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God.
That's right.
That's been my
meditation
this week.
All right, now. Praise God. That's awesome. Yes, because we talked about it, and a lot, we understood what we read, and we discussed, and it was very good, and I thank and praise God for that. We did, and we're not going to, I mean, we spent the whole week on it, so we're going to, maybe next month or in November, December, we'll go back over it again so it can stay fresh in our minds, because we wasn't on the radio. Monday night we were, but last night we wasn't. So, and it's taped when we're on the radio. We can go back and listen to it. But we'll go over it again maybe in December so we can be on the radio. By that time, we'll be on our television broadcast by the grace of God. Anyone else want to testify, pray, or give a praise report? Whatever you want to do, it's the time now.
Hey, man, giving reverence to God, who is the head of my life, to everyone in their respective places. I just wanted to say something for the Lord. God is good. He is awesome in all his ways.
Yes, yes.
How excellent is his name in all the earth. God is so awesome. And I just wanted to say that God has brought me a mighty long way. I've been in church for many years, and I'm still a young woman, I think. And I just thank God for where he's brought me from, and I'm not where I used to be spiritually. And I thank God for where I am now, and I still have some room to grow. And I just thank God for growing me spiritually. I thank God for growing me in his word, and I still have some room to go. And I am praying. I'm asking for special prayer for myself financially, that God will grow me financially in maybe budgeting, setting up some areas in my life where I want to grow the same way that he has allowed me to grow spiritually. So I'm asking for special prayer in that area. And special prayer for my children. I do want them, they have been in church, well, they was raised in church. And I want special prayer that God lay upon their heart to return back to ministry. Special prayer for this guy. He on my job, he asked for special prayer. His name is John, and I was reading one of the spiritual warfare books and deliverance, and he said, you know, are you a Christian? I said, yes, sir. And he said, well, will you pray for me? And I said, absolutely. And so I'm asking for special prayer for him. He said that he was going through a divorce. So I wanted to make sure that, you know, we keep him on our prayer, on our prayer list. So, and special prayer for our ministry and the broadcast that's before us, you know, the TV broadcast that's before us, and that God continue to bless us with opportunities. And, you know, give us vision, insight, and just continue to pray that God continue to open the ministry. So that's what I want to ask special prayer for. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, Prophet Sadler and Prophet Sadler. We love you both, and we will be praying. That's a blessing. Is there anyone else on the line that wants to testify, praise, report, or just say something for the Lord?
Amen. Praise the Lord, everyone.
Praise the Lord.
Can you hear me?
Amen.
And I just want to thank God for another day. I want to thank God for my health and strength, and I want to thank God for staying power. Amen. How many people know what that is? Staying power.
Stay put.
I mean, there's power in staying. I'm going to tell you, there is power in staying. A lot of times we think we got to move because the devil pushing, but sometimes you got to learn how to just stay in there when he's pushing. And just look him in his face and say, I ain't going nowhere. I'm going to stay right here. I got some staying power. And
all right.
Amen. I just thank God for another day. I just thank God for all that he's done. I had a hard week, you know, a rough week. I could tell y'all about my week, about my traveling, about being on planes at 12 midnight, getting shook all up in the air and everything. But I'm not. I'm going to talk about the joy of the Lord is my strength. And I thank God I had phone issues. I lost my phone, and I needed a new phone anyway. And I wouldn't. How many people know if you don't lose something, you won't try to go get something? And so I was always told, you know, when phones first came out and they started getting real expensive, when they went over $200, that's when I stopped buying phones. And and people all say, you got to pay all this money for these phones and this and this. And I lost my phone, and then I left my other phone, and I said, Lord, I got to have a phone. You said, just ask, and it shall be given. I said, listen, I'm just going to ask. I need a phone. I've been holding out long enough. And I remember I went into the store, and I went into the store, and they, you know, they was like, okay, let's see what you qualify for. I said, oh, Lord, here we go with that. And then they said, well, let's see what you're getting, this and that. And first thing they said so far, you know, they was like, okay, you know, you're good. You qualify. You don't have to, you know, put any down payment on it. But the phone was $900. And I just stand, I was like, Lord Jesus, come on. I need a phone, but not, I don't need to go in debt for it. And I was just looking, and I said, Lord, I just want a phone. I don't know what I want. And I left the store, and the guy said, come back tomorrow, and we can work something out. It only costs you this amount of money because you qualify, whatever. You know how to give you the pitch. Mm-hmm. Well, long story short, I went home, and I said, Lord, I need a phone. And I don't have all that money to waste on a phone. I don't like to waste money. And so, I said, well, why don't you just call go online and call. And I said, I don't do this. This is not my thing right here. Usually I go in and get what I want, but I just felt like I didn't, you know. So I went and I called and talked to this lady, and at the end of the day, I ended up getting two phones, a brand new iPhone and a tablet for $1.05. And I said, Lord, the lady said, I said, well, how much is this going to be? She said, ma'am, all I need is $1.05. And I said, Lord, I thank you for the little things, because I know you're doing great big things. And it just goes to show me all my week. My whole week was a struggle. Do you understand? My whole week was like struggling on, am I going to function in my personality, or am I going to function in a personality of obedience? Am I going to function in what I feel like I'm going to do and what I need to do and what I see is happening? Am I going to make a decision based on my situation, or I'm going to make a decision based on obedience? And I chose obedience, as tough as it was. I said, Lord, I'm just going to be obedient. And if I have to suffer in obedience, I'll suffer in obedience.
God allowed
me to stand in obedience. And let me tell you something. Mm. It is not easy. Because your flesh is going to rise and tell you, you ain't got to, listen, you making it hard for yourself. I'm not making nothing hard for myself. I'm making myself blessed, because there's blessing in obedience. And
that's right.
You know, I went through so much this week, so much. And I felt like I was blocked. Then I felt like I was blocked from everybody. And the enemy was like, well, don't worry about it. That's how, listen, this is the other part of you, the inner you. Mm-hmm. That's the enemy. I ain't talking about the devil. He get too much credit. The enemy in me said, don't worry about it. You ain't, just go ahead and just get before the Lord by yourself. Just stay alone and just you'll be through. Mm-hmm. And I said, Holy Spirit said, no. There's power in numbers. It says one can put 10,000 to flight. He said, and two can do much more. He said, don't you dare forsake the assembly. No matter what your situation is, okay, your phone was lost, you got it. Okay, your husband across town acting a fool, but that's okay. Whatever it is, do not forsake to assemble, because there's power in the assembly of the saints.
And
when we do stuff and when we come back to judge this world and to ride with Jesus, guess what? Jesus is coming with an assembly of saints. He ain't coming just by himself. We always say he's going to break through the clouds, but it's going to be a whole bunch of stuff coming behind him. He's going to be the first one, and it's going to be everything else after him. And so I just said, Lord, I just thank you. And then, you know, the enemy, you know, I was trying to get the line up and the line acting crazy and everything. And I said, Lord, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep pressing. I'm going to keep pressing, because I believe in pursuing the blessing. I believe in pursuing what it is you want in life. God said you can have whatever you want. Pursue it. And so I'm pursuing right now. I'm in pursuit. I'm in hot pursuit right now. And the enemy doesn't like it. And I just want to let everybody know, when you're in hot pursuit, hell breaks loose. Okay? That's how you know. You in hot pursuit, because when you on the devil's path, guess what? Fire will follow you everywhere you go. You be like, God, don't know why this seemed like this. It was still like everything going wrong over here, and this is crumbling down because you are changing the atmosphere. You are shifting things that's around you. It looked like everything's against you, but God said, I'm moving stuff. Everything's for you. But we can't lose our faith. We were talking about distraction. Don't get distracted by the situation. Don't get distracted by what they're saying. Don't get distracted by, oh, you got to do this and you got to do that. You know, don't get distracted. Stay focused. Say,
that's
Lord,
right.
You know, for you I live, for you I die. The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Put no value in nothing you have. Put no value in it, because it's when you don't put value in it, that's when it has no more power. It has no power in your life. And I thank God that when I stop putting value on things, I start realizing they don't have power. They don't make me worry. They don't make me stress. I'd be like, well, Lord, I done did all I can do. Oh, well, I got the oh, well spirit. Let me tell you something. I'll say oh, well in a minute, because I'm not going to push myself into an unnecessary sin. And worrying is a sin. And how many people know there's a lot of other sins that can take place other than worrying? Ain't no need one on that one. Ain't no need a sin on worrying. Amen? And
that's
so I just said, Lord, just, you know, keep me through this week. Keep me, God. I know I'm feeling like I'm all over the place, and I'm like, I'm still looking like, Lord, keep me, because I felt like I'm shaking, you know. But I thank God, because he says stay focused. He told me stand still. Just be still and know that I'm God, and stand firm on your obedience. And I just thank God. I'm going to be praying tonight as well on relationships and marriages, because I have one. And I'm learning that in relationships and marriage, it's very hard. I was talking to the Lord. I said, Lord, it's easy to be by myself. I can do everything right on my own, to me, because I ain't got nobody to say I'm wrong but me. And so I was talking to the Lord. I said, I can do this by myself, Lord. Me and you can take over the world. You know, it's already his world. But, you know, I feel like that. You know, sometimes, you know, your significant other, you know, they have their own way and their own mind. They're in their own place. And it's not supposed, we're supposed to be one, you know. But
that's
we
right.
ain't one all the time. Amen?
That's right.
And that's the truth.
Amen.
Because the enemy keeps us distracted. It keeps this one over here, and it keeps that one over there. And we have to figure out how we going to be one. So I said, Lord, you know, I was talking to the Lord. I said, Lord, how do you be one with somebody on the other side of town, or who mind is somewhere else, or they ain't connected? How do you be one with that? You know, and the Lord says, be one with me. Just stay one with me.
All right.
Don't even
All
get
right.
distracted by that. He said, because All when, right. see, the head of every woman is a man, but the head of every man is God. So when that man
That's
ain't
right.
being my head, guess what? Hello, Lord. I'm right here. Because, see, I can't. He ain't saying what he needs to say to me, and I'm not feeding right. I need to come right here. And
All
I
right.
just thank God he's showing me stand. Have some staying power about yourself. Let the devil, see, the devil ain't going to mess with you when he know you ain't going nowhere.
That's
you know,
right.
okay, she ain't moving, so let's move on. We ain't got all day to mess with her, because she ain't going nowhere. And that's how we got to get that staying power. I ain't going nowhere. You always hear Prophet Dorita, she say that. She's like, I ain't moving until the Lord tell me to move. You know what I'm saying? Amen. But, you know, that's the attitude
Amen.
We got to have in everything in our life. Don't be defeated. Don't matter what
that's
nobody
right.
say. Don't matter.
That's
say,
right.
Lord, I still believe you. You know, what you think happened to the Israelites? When they got to the Red Sea, don't you think they were like, oh, Lord, look what you did, Moses. Look, where are we going from here? And Moses said, stand still. He said, and know that God is God. See, God will have you at your Red Sea just so he can blow it wide open and you can
Lord,
walk clean through it. But some of us get scared at the Red Sea and turn around and flee. And I can't tell you how many times I've seen the Red Sea in my life. And I said, Lord, I'm not swimming, so you're going to have to
All
open
right.
it. But
All
he
right.
didn't make not one of the Israelites, not one of them swam, and not one of them got wet. None of them.
Right.
And they were backed up against a sea. They had nowhere to go. And I don't know about you, but I've been in that position where I ain't have nowhere
all
to
right.
go.
All
I
right.
said, Lord, there ain't nowhere else to go. And God said, now watch this. That's where I want you to be. Because, see, we serve a show-off God. My God is showing up. He shows up. And look, every time he make the sun rise, man wish he could make the sun rise. He shows
all
up
right.
every morning. He put the stars in there. He's talking about Mars. God said, I got all that. Let them play. They playing. He's a show-off God. When he do something, he do it miraculously. So that's a come. I said, Lord, I don't want to give you no little prayers no more. I'm not coming to you with nothing small.
That's
I'm coming
right.
to you with a big request. I'm coming to you with a major need.
That's right.
Not just for me, but
that's
everybody
right.
in my generation. How about that? I'm going to do a generation prayer. Because, see, sometimes we get so shallow. I'm praying for you. I'm praying for my needs. I'm praying for my generation of seed that comes out my body.
All
related,
right.
connected. Through me, anybody associated. How about a generational prayer? Because there's generational
right.
curses. But we need to start getting
yeah.
some generational prayers out there in the atmosphere.
That's right. Amen.
That's where it is. Because the enemy ain't just attacking your home. He just ain't attacking your son or your daughter. He's going after the generation.
Yeah.
And we got to get
that
that's mindset.
Right.
We say, wait a minute, that's a generational thing. I'm not
that's
just going
right.
to cover my daughter. I'm going to cover the generation of her.
That's right.
Everything
that's
connected.
Right. Hallelujah.
I serve a big
yeah.
God. When
yeah.
I was up in the plane, I was sharing with Apostle. I was up in the plane, and I said, wow, everything is invisible. I couldn't see not one person walking across the street. I was so high up, but I can see the cars moving, but I couldn't see not one human being. Everybody looks like a speck. A speck of dirt. They don't even. You can't even see a human person from the sky. And I was only, I think I was only, I don't even know how many feet. I wasn't even 15,000 feet. I couldn't see nobody down there. All I could see is light. All I could see is houses and little grass patches and water. Couldn't see nothing. And I was like, wow, Lord, I can't see nobody, nothing. And look at these great big heavens. And God said, so imagine how powerful your prayer is. God said,
hallelujah.
Imagine how powerful your prayer is, because you can't see not near one of them, but I can see every last one of them in every corner they go into, and I can hear every bird they murmur. And some of these prayers, he said, these are the ones that passes through the atmosphere. It's one. Go up in the airplane. Next time you up high, look and see. How can you see one person walking and imagine how powerful that one person is in the spirit when they begin to pray? Your one prayer reach heaven. And it's a billion people on this planet. One.
One.
That tells me we are a powerful source. We are more powerful than we think we are. We look at our situation. We look at our body. We look at our family. We look at our houses and our resources, and we count ourselves out. But God said, I can hear you. I can hear you when you pray. Even though you look like the sand on the beach, he said, I can hear you. And guess
all
what?
Right.
And the angels can hear you. And guess
yeah.
what? And when you call on Jesus, they tremble at your voice. God said, I said, Lord, I thank you. And you know, and as I was up in the sky, the plane was shaking and trembling. Or you know how they do that, whatever it is, I forgot, turbulence. And I said, the God was looking. He's like, whew, this show's shaking up here. I said, it don't matter to me. I said, you know what? I said, it's just the devil. I said, they just fighting over me right now. Amen. They fighting over me up here. All right? And he looked at me like, what? What is she saying? But, you know, I believe when we go up in the atmosphere, that's my time to pray. Because, see, I was down there praying in a million voices. Now I'm up here. It ain't too many of us up here.
That's right.
It's only like 300 people on the plane, so I got a voice that's all my own. And I take that time, and I took that time, and I would pray before the Lord, and I was like, Lord, I just thank you. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. And I was praying with the Lord, having a good time. I don't care if that plane shook. And then I said, oh, I think I'll just try this, Lord. I rebuke the turbulence in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I'm up here now. tongue. Before
yes.
I was on the ground. If I was powerful on the ground, I know I'm powerful up in the sky.
Mm-hmm. Thank
and
you,
we
Lord.
Gotta see ourselves. Gotta change the way our identity looks. We gotta change the way we see ourselves spiritually. We gotta change the way we can't let our situations pull out of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't let your situation pull out of you. Amen. Stay encouraged.
Amen.
Stay focused. You better than that situation. Yeah.
Amen.
You know, we need a little bit of help with finances, and we need a little help here, and our relationship is not working, but you better than all of it. You're better than
Amen.
All of it, but you got to start walking in it. So I just want to thank God, and I know I went there, but I just
That's
wanted
right.
to share. I haven't been connected for a while. Been
That's
off the phone.
Right.
I'm like, oh, Lord, I couldn't imagine. I know what's going on. Where everybody at?
All right.
So
all
I'm
right,
I'm truly glad and blessed to be amongst the saints on today. I ask everyone to please pray my strength in the Lord. Like always, I give honor to Apostle and Apostle Deborah Deans and her husband in absence and all the end-time women of war. And Brother Harold, I love to hear him. He's always clicking in, trying to get in. Amen.
Amen.
And we truly thank God for him. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, we just thank you, Evangelist, Prophetess Watson, for that. We haven't heard your voice in a while, and we just were sitting back listening to everybody.
Amen.
And I just thank and praise God for you on tonight, and all of you, Brother Harold, and everyone else that's on this line, on this radio broadcast, and those that are in radio land, we thank God for you. We, you know, God is so good. And just like she was saying, you know, a lot of times we go through a whole lot of things. And I tell you what, I mean, I trust God. I trust him. You see, God will put you in a place. He'll put you in a situation or in a place that you can only trust him. You know, it's all right, because he is the creator. He is the one that made us. We say we trust him. You're going to say, let me see how much you trust me. And I love God so much. It's like I said, he took me to another place. He took me to another dimension. I'm telling you, God did something this week. I tell you, and I can hear him so clearly now. Before it was a little vague, but now it's just start flowing. I said, look at God. He took me somewhere, and the other morning I was in there, and I'm telling you, I was singing in tongues, and it was in Dutch. I said, look at here. You know, I could hear myself. All I did was open my mouth. I just thank and praise God that I want to live so I can be used like that. That's how I want to live, so he could, the Father can, or the Holy Ghost, or whoever, can feel comfortable speaking through me and singing through me and praising. It was so awesome, and I thank God for it. I am so grateful. I'm so grateful that he can use me. He can use me. I'm grateful. You know, I'm trying to please him. My desire is to please God. So I know a lot of times we go through this and we go through that. I know it, because I go through a lot of it all the time, all the time. But believe me, I trust God. I know who he is. And he'll put us in a place where we going to, just like he did Paul, a thorn in his flesh. I'm telling you, every time Paul got a little beside himself or would forget or wasn't on focus, hey, he got a thorn in his flesh to make him, hey, call on the name of God. He'll be called on the name of Jesus quickly. So, and it was an infirmity. He was sick to his body, whatever it was, would afflict his body, whatever it was. So, you know, we know better than Paul. We know more than Paul. We get the same thing. And when we get it, we have to fall down on our knees, you know, praying and hollering and crying to the Lord while he may be found. So I'm so grateful today. Is there anyone else before we go into prayer? Because we're not going to be long.
You know, woman of God, I want to share this too, what the Lord has been speaking to me about. even in this mystery, he was bringing that back to me. But anyway, he was talking to me about when God says something to us, sometimes we look at that as the final thing. Sometimes God says something to us to see what we're going to say. And
that's
I give
right.
a prime example, when you know the judgments of God, according to Psalm the 19th chapter, he talks about how the judgments are to be desired. See, that's why
mm-hmm.
David knew the judgments of God. And even when the Lord sent Isaiah to give that word to Hezekiah to get his house in order.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as he left, he knew the judgments of God. He brought him to remember. He said, Lord, wasn't I obedient unto you? Wasn't I obeying
yes.
you? So he
yes.
got a judgment. He sent a prophet to go back to them. Now, what if Isaiah Hezekiah just said, okay, let me get my house in order. Guess what?
Mm-hmm.
It would have been another king. Just like Moses, when the Lord told him he wasn't going in the promised land. He didn't stop there. He kept asking God until God told him, don't ask me no more. Paul,
yeah.
when he had that thorn in his side, he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. He kept going to the Lord about taking it away until he told him, don't ask me about it no more.
Yeah. Yeah.
And even David, when he committed adultery and had that kid, he said, who knows if the Lord may leave a blessing behind it. Even though he lost his son, but David
yeah.
knew, all I got to do is just, I know the judgments, I repented, maybe God will have mercy
That's
on
right.
me again. Again.
That's right.
Because he had judgments for his good numerous times.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, that's what the Lord was telling me to let them know in Bible class. Our job is just to say what God said and step back and let God be God. You
that's
can't
right.
go in there, maybe, he might, what if. You might as well not pray or speak anything. And
that's
tell
right.
You better start worshiping or something until that stuff lifts off you. And then
that's right.
you go in there fully persuaded that what God has promised in his word, he's able and he's willing and ready to do it, because he's been telling me he wants to surprise and show off for his people.
All right. Praise God. That's awesome.
But he's saying, why are we seeking to do the things that are possible?
Right.
He want his people to seek to do the things that are impossible, because we are peculiar people. We are particular, because he's a particular and peculiar God like no other. He said he's the greatest event planner and promoter this earth will ever know. He said the earth is the stage, and his light is, and the marvelous light are our light. So he's like, what are we going to do? Are we going to step out, step up, step out, and walk into what he got for us?
That's right. Amen. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That is awesome, Brother Harold. You know, it's a lot God is telling us, and we have to, you know, I make it a habit all the time to repent all the time, not just when I'm praying, but when I'm walking around, when I'm at the sink washing dishes, or when I'm in the tub or taking a bath, or whenever I think about it, because we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And, you know, everything, we have to repent, because a lot of stuff we do, we're going to be judged and we're going to get, you know, punished for it right then. It's a lot of it not. But I do know whatever we do, we better learn to repent. We better learn to repent. I'm telling you that. And I know most of us do on this radio broadcast and in radio land, learn to repent. I do it unconsciously all the time. Learn to repent and let the Lord know that you're sorry for whatever it is. You may just thought wrong. You know, people don't think that matters, but it do, because you can hold something in your heart and you be praying for something and your prayer is not getting through because you got something on your heart. You have to. You can't do that. And God won't budge. Unforgiveness, God won't budge. He won't. So we know what we have to do. But I really enjoyed that, Brother Harold, and everyone this evening that had something to say for the Lord. I thank and praise God for it this evening. And everyone that's listening in radio land, I thank and praise God for that.
Woman of God, can I say one more thing? That woman, woman of God, that got on there and talked about generational blessings. The Lord had me to do that a couple months ago, and I'm continuously speaking blessings over my bloodline. Just like she was saying, and over my spiritual bloodline, my spiritual line. I speak that throughout the whole day. I'm always doing that, and I thank you for that confirmation.
Amen. All right, now. Yeah, we studied on the generational curses and blessings a couple of months ago. And again, I want to, like I said, you all be praying with us and with the ministry, because we've been talking to the television network and everything. We still talking to them, and God is blessing us. Sometime in, I guess, November, we'll start up our television. Me hosting a television, whatever it is, and show. And I don't like to call it show. I say service. Anyway, and it will start sometime in November. By the grace of God, if everything goes like it's supposed to, we will, by His grace and favor, we'll start in November. And she was just letting me know a whole lot of different things. But it's like a half an hour every week, you know, that we'll be on once a week for a half hour, something like that. So, and we'll have our spot every week. That is a blessing, and I thank and praise God for it. But just continue to pray with us, because this is going to be a blessing for the whole entire men and women of war, because every one of us is going to get an opportunity to go on television, you know, and that's going to be a blessing. So you all be praying for that. We're going to go to the throne of grace on tonight. It won't be long. I'm just going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace on tonight. Father, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin that we've committed against you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come right now, Father, asking you if we've offended anyone in any kind of way, Lord, please, Father, forgive us now. Search our hearts and minds and spirit. If there is anything in there that should not be, Lord, we ask you to remove it right now. We ask you right now, Lord, to create in us a clean heart, renewing us a right spirit and a sound mind. Lord, I come right now, Father, just surrendering my will on tonight, Father, asking you to let the Holy Spirit speak through me tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I come just thanking and praising you, Father, for being so good and so kind to us, Lord. Just thanking and praising you, Father, for how you covering us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you right now, Father. Right now, I take control over the atmosphere on this line, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I release your anointing, Father, in the name of Jesus, on this radio broadcast and in radio land, Father, in the name of Jesus. I come tonight, Father, just thanking you right now, Lord, thanking you, Father, for every good and perfect gift, Father, comes from you, Lord. And we praise you and we thank you for it on tonight. Father, we give you praise on tonight. Father, we praise you tonight. We magnify you. We magnify your name tonight, Lord. We need to give you praise. Sometimes we can just praise our way through situations, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you. We thank you, mighty God. We just magnify your name on tonight. We glorify you on tonight, Lord. We give your name praise, and we thank you, Lord. You've been so mighty good to us, Father. In the name of Jesus, we've been just needing you so much, Holy Spirit. We need you so much. We cannot and will not and cannot make it without you, huh? In the name of Jesus, we just asking you today, Holy Ghost, to lead and guide us on tonight. In the name of Jesus, Father, we asking you right now to teach us how to pray, Lord. Teach us how to call upon your name, Father. Teach us, Lord, how to call your name and how to pray and bless your name, Lord, and lift your name up and exalt your name, Lord. We just thank you, Father, for being our shepherd on today, a great shepherd, Lord, the good shepherd, Father. We just thank you on tonight. We magnify you, Lord. We magnify your name. We glorify you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we have nobody but you, Lord, that we can call and depend on, Lord. Nobody but you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for you are the beginning, and you are the end. You're the first, and you're the last. You, I am, that I am. And we thank you, O Elohim. Oh, yes, Lord, we thank you, Adonai. We thank you on tonight, and we praise your name. We magnify your name. We just thank you tonight, Lord. Thank you right now, Lord, for rocking us, Lord, when we need to be rocked, Lord, for holding us, Lord, when we need to be here. Oh, Lord, for putting us to sleep when we need sleep, Father. We just thank you right now for loving us, Lord, when we need to be loved, Father. You know all things, Lord, about us, Father, because you made us. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise now for your favor, Lord. We give you praise now for your blessings, Father. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise on tonight. We bless your name. We bless your holy name, Father. We give your name praise, and we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We just praise your name. Thank you for covering us in the blood of Jesus. Thank you right now, Lord, in your name, Father, in your holy name. I just thank you right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for covering this ministry, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I ask you right now to bless everyone that's up under the sound of my voice tonight. In the name of Jesus, Father, in your holy name tonight. Oh, Lord, I'm asking you right now, Father, to bless John, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I ask you right now, East of Colorado, East of Condidio, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. I hear the Lord say, deliver, in the name of Jesus. Deliverance, in the name of Jesus. Deliverance, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you right now to touch his mind tonight, in your name, Lord, in your name, Lord, and bind up every evil thing that he might say and that he might do, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind that spirit up right now, in the name of Jesus. We bless your name, Lord. We bless your name, Lord. Keep him covered right now. Cover his family right now, in the shed blood of Jesus. Encamp your angels all around about him to protect him on tonight. In the name of Jesus, I ask you right now to bless Prophetess Sattler. Prophet Sattler right now, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you right now, Lord, to bless financially. Lord, you own everything, Lord, the earth. And everything on it is yours, Lord. The silver and the gold, the cattle on a thousand hills, even the hill, Lord, belongs to you. Lord, how about condemnable? In the name of Jesus, already done. It's already done. It's already done. It's already done. Oh, Lord, thank you, Lord. I thank you now. I thank you now. I thank you now. I thank you, Lord. Thank you right now you for being in the circumstance. Thank you for changing the situation. Thank you for turning things around right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I bless your name. Bless our family. Bless our grandbabies. Bless our children. Right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, it's order in the house. In the name of Jesus. Order, Lord, in the house. In the name of Jesus. Order, Lord. I hear the Lord say, line it up. Line it up, in the name of Jesus. Line it up now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for order, Lord, for order, Lord, from the top to the bottom, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. I'm asking you right now to cover the ceiling in the blood of Jesus. Cover the walls in the blood of Jesus. Cover the floors in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I hear the Lord say, a refuge, a refuge, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that the house can be used for a refuge. In the name of Jesus, I thank you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless your name on tonight. I ask you right now, to bless Prophetess Ron and bless her children, bless her family right now. Keep them covered in the shed blood of Jesus. Bless Prophetess Dorita in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, Lord, bless her children and bless her family. Keep her covered right now in the shed blood of Jesus. Bless Prophetess Brown right now, Lord. In your name, Lord. In your name, Lord. In your name, Lord. In your name, Lord, touch right now, Lord, in your name, Father. Oh, yes, Lord, in your name, Father, bless her right now, Lord, bless her right now, for her obedience, Lord, bless her right now, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, I hear the Lord say, don't look back, keep right on going. Don't look back. He said, don't look back. Where I'm taking you, I don't want you to look back. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Fret not yourself for evildoers, for they'll soon be cut down. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you right now. In the name of Jesus, he said, you take too much. You've been through too much. You take too much. Keep your mouth closed. In the name of Jesus, in your name of Jesus, in your name, Jesus, bless your name, bless your name, bless your name, bless your name. He said, move on up. Oh, yes, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord, thank you. Thank you right now. Thank you for healing, 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 healing. Thank you, hallelujah. Thank you for healing, complete, total healing. Hallelujah, complete healing, Lord. Totally, in the name of Jesus. Bless right now. Bless, honorable. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to bless Prophetess Latriviata. Bless her children. Bless right now. Thank you, Father, for watching over them, Lord. And thank you now. Thank you for covering them in the shed blood of Jesus. Thank you now. Thank you now. Thank you now. In the Nakoba Sandidiosama. In the name of Jesus. Bless Prophetess Gigi. Bless her children and family. Bless Brother Harold right now. Bless his family, Lord. Bless the people he work around. In the name of Jesus. Bless his ministry right now. Keep them all covered. Bless Prophetess Watson. Bless Pastor Watson. Bless the children. Bless the mother and father, Father. In the name of Jesus. Keep them all covered. In the shed blood of Jesus. Encamp your angels up all around about them, Lord. Give them strength, Lord. Give them strength, Lord. Give them strength, Lord. Give them strength, Lord. Bless marriages. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, bless right now, Lord. Bless them right now, Lord. Bless right now, Lord. Heal, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 I hear the Lord say oneness. Oneness. Yes, Lord. Thank you right now. Oh, yeah, oh, yes, Lord. Thank you right now, Lord. Thank you right now, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you right now, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless marriages, Lord. Bless them. Bless marriages, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you right now. Thank you right now. Thank you right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. The Lord said, I hear him say that he will lift up a bow down head, because he is the lifter. He's the lifter. He is the lifter. He is the lifter. We thank you for being it. We thank you for being the lifter. We thank you for being them. We thank you for being the lifter. We thank you right now. We come against the spirit of division right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we come against that demon division. In the name of Jesus, we come against you now. Hallelujah. We send you out to the dry places. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. We bless your name. We bless your name tonight. Yes, we do, Father. We bless you, Lord. We thank you for Apostle Dean. I ask you right now to keep him covered. My husband, Lord, the one that you gave and you sent for me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Keep him covered right now in the shed blood of Jesus. Thank you for him. Thank you for the man of God. Thank you that you're working it out. You're working in his life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Get all down in him. In the name of Jesus. Bless your name on tonight. I ask you to heal him totally. In the name of Jesus. I ask you to touch his legs and his feet right now. Total healness, Lord. Total healing. Total healing, Lord. I ask you right now, Lord, to strengthen his lungs right now, Lord. We bind that demon, the wheezing, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we send it back to the pits of hell, where it comes from, Lord. I ask you right now, total healing, Lord. And I believe you now. I trust you now. I know it's already done. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I bless your name on tonight. I pray for Kathy Dannon. In the name of Jesus. My armor bearer Wanda. In the name of Jesus. Keep their families covered in the blood of Jesus. Encamp your angels all around about them to protect them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, I ask you right now to bless Gloria Williams right now. Keep them covered right now in the shed blood of Jesus. Encamp your angels all around about them to protect them, Lord, and the other women that's been calling me, Father. I ask you right now, Lord, to cover them right now. Chanel and Ernestine, in the shed blood of Jesus, bless their children, bless their families, bless their husbands, in the name of Jesus, keep them covered right now, Lord. We thank you for tonight. We thank you on tonight, Lord. We thank you on tonight, Lord, and we give you praise. We give you glory. We thank you, Father. We just thank you right now, Lord. Thank you for taking us to the secret place. of the Most High. Thank you, Lord, for taking me to the secret place of the Most High. Thank you for opening up revelation knowledge, Lord. Thank you right now, Lord, for opening up knowledge, huh? Oh, Rabaha. Revealing your secrets to me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you tonight. Thank you for revelation. New revelation, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for favor. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you now. We thank you now. We thank you now. We praise your name. We praise you. We bind every distraction spirit. We bind it up right now. In the name of Jesus. We bind you right now. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Stay focused. Hallelujah. Stay focused. Hallelujah. Father, we ask all these things, Lord, in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen and thank God. Amen, amen. We just thank God tonight. We give him praise. We give him glory on tonight. We just give him honor. And every time I have a chance to say something for the Lord, I will do it. I will do it. And I thank and praise God for that. So we're not going to hold you any longer. I thank God that you all have stayed with me this long. If there's nothing else, we're going to get ready to close out for tonight, and we will come back on Sunday at 3 o'clock Central, 4 o'clock Eastern. I love you all. You all have a good night. I'm going to pray and close out. Father, we just thank you now. We give you glory. We give you praise. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. You all have a blessed night. I love you in the Lord. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Molly, let's go get him.
Give me that joy I can't explain. An extra peace that'll ease my pain. Want that love that'll never change. Give me that, give me that, give me that, give me that. Give me that power to walk away. When another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that, give me that.
Anybody ready?
Uh-oh.
Ready for his glory.
Uh-oh.
If you must seek of a life,
uh-oh.
Let me tell you the story.
Uh-oh.
Every place that's dark,
uh-oh.
He will bring it to light.
Uh-oh.
Hypocritical hearts, backsliders, liars, time to get right.
Uh-oh.
See, I include myself.